The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 716.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset, break through your limiting beliefs, make more money, have more fun. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm Dana Wild. I'm your host. And if you would like a little jolt of happiness every morning to jumpstart your business, then definitely check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. It's at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. You're going to love it. So today we are going to talk about overwhelm. Eek! Most people suffer from overwhelm at one time or another, right? Pretty natural experience. Here's what happened. We had somebody write in, and here's what they said. And by the way, if you want to know how to get your question on the show, just go to danawild.com/askdana, and you'll see there's a little form there. This is where this stuff comes from, you know? It's so nice just to be able to, like, say, hey, what about this? What about this mindset thing? All right, so here's what this person wrote. So, Dana, I'm suffering from total overwhelm. I don't know what to focus on. I feel like I have to do 19 different things at once, and I'm getting nothing done. Can you help? She didn't actually put, can you help, but I added that for emphasis. So, the answer is yes. So, let's talk about this, right? Because many of us have had this experience. We've got a million things we want to do. We've got lots of passions, lots of interests. We've got commitments that we've made. We've got responsibilities, like things that have to get done. And it just feels like, how do you balance it all? I get overwhelmed just talking about it. When I was young, I probably was in my early 20s, and I had an uncle, Uncle Jim, and he was a psychologist. And he might have actually just even been studying to be a psychologist at this time, but I think he was already graduated. Anyway, I was talking to him at one time about being really busy. And he listened, of course, because, you know, that's what psychologists do, right? And then he said, you know, Dana, even if you got rid of everything you're doing now, got rid of all the tasks on your list, it would be a very short amount of time before you would recreate all of this for yourself. And you would be right back in the same situation. And he was, you know, trying to help me to wake up and get aware. And we talked about other things, of course. But that particular point that he made really helped me to realize in that moment, yeah, that's true. This is a state of mind that if I see myself as a busy person, and I was passionate about a lot of things, and I was over-involved probably in too many different charitable organizations at the time, volunteering with a lot of things. And if I had a totally blank calendar, I probably would start filling it with the same kind of stuff. And so he was trying to give me a wake-up call to help me realize, like, look, this is who you are. You like being involved. You like being social. You like doing good work for all these organizations. You like living a life that's full and rich and has a lot of different interests. So that was the first time I really kind of started to come to grips with, like, who I was and the fact that this was created internally. So having said that, having told that story, you know, we all have these moments where we get into spots where it's just a little too much. We've said yes to just a few too many things. And the peanut gallery has all sorts of solutions, don't they? tons. What is this phrase that people always say when they're trying to be well-meaning and give you good advice? They say, stop focusing on the urgent so you can focus on the important. And I always wonder, like, how do you stop focusing on the urgent? Like, if it's urgent, isn't just by the very nature of the word urgent tell you that you need to be doing it and you need to focus on it? And lots of ways to track your time and manage your time and manage your task load and stay on top of stuff. All of that stuff, it's all good stuff. There's nothing bad about any of that. So this is not to say that. But the reality is, the only thing that is going to help you to feel less overwhelmed, help you to feel less busy, help you to manage your time, help you to feel better about the time that you're spending, there's only one thing that's going to fix it. And it's simple. It's simpler than creating a big tasks manager for yourself. It's mindset. That's the only thing. You feel overwhelmed because you're telling an overwhelmed story. The story you're telling is, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to focus on. I feel like I have to do 19 things at once. I'm getting nothing done. Like, how really? I just said four sentences, and don't you already feel bad? Doesn't take long with that story to feel bad and to feel overwhelmed. And so first is awareness, the wake-up call, realizing that your reticular activating system, the part of your brain that's like a little matchmaker that lives in your head, is listening to you tell this story over and over again. And it's matching it up. It's helping you to say yes to things because it's helping you to match up the I'm so busy story. I'm so overwhelmed. And so waking up that you're telling this story, waking up that it is a story, waking up that there's only one way out, then it's mindset. That's huge. That's like most of the way there. Then step two, got to decide, do I want to keep matching this up? Because it will. You can't undo that. Your reticular activating system is your best friend. It's what it does all day, every day. So if you make a decision that you know mindset's the only solution, it's the only way you're going to fix this, you are going to stop telling that story and you're going to shift this right now and you're ready and you're so happy you're awake, then you go to the next step, which is find the language that works for you. How can you talk about the current situation in a way that feels good? How can you talk about the current situation in a way that gets you a different result? And this is where, you know, the quote unquote work is. We like to call it play as brain trainers. How can I talk about the current situation I'm feeling in a way that feels, if not good, better? So you're feeling overwhelmed. You feel like you're doing too much. So a good place to start is Dana's right. That's actually the best place to start always. So Dana's right. I've been telling this story. I know I've been telling this story and I haven't been paying attention to it. And I've just been feeling the overwhelm and saying yes to more stuff and focusing on the urgent and feeling the overwhelm, feeling bad. And I'm going to stop it. Stop it right now. And I'm going to stop it by changing my story. And I'm going to change the way I think about this because I know it will help me get a different result. Because I'm ready to feel more relaxed. I'm ready to feel more balanced. I'm ready to have more harmony in my schedule. I'm open to having more harmony in my schedule. I'm opening to feel better about things. And it's not so much that I want to say no to things or I want to shift what I'm doing because I like what I'm doing and I do like my life and I like my interest and I like all the varied things that I've got. And I'm exaggerating when I write in and I say I get nothing done because it's really not true. That is a total exaggeration. I do get things done and I get things done that are important. And so I don't know why I say that. That is just a way I was feeling in the moment, but I want to shift past it now. I want to shift past and realize that I'm actually quite responsible. There's that old phrase, if you've got something to do, give it to a busy person. And I know why, because busy people get things done. And so it's okay that I've been telling this story. And it's okay that I've been saying yes to things because I've been saying yes to good things. And I like a lot of what's in my life. In fact, most of what's in my life, I like. There are very few things that I don't want on my plate. And now that I'm awake and aware, I see that they will shift easily. And I like that I can know what to focus on and when. I like that my life does have a harmony to it. You know, it's like a orchestra. One task plays and then the next task plays, just like one instrument plays and then the next instrument plays. I like the direction I'm heading with this. I like thinking in my head. I like relaxing around this and not making it such a big deal. And I realize that overwhelm story is kind of boring, and I don't want to tell that story. I want to tell the I'm shifting story, and I like that. I like that I'm shifting, and I like that I can relax around this, and I like that it's as easy as just saying different words to myself and thinking different thoughts and knowing that when I think these thoughts, I get different results because I'm using a different brain and I'm showing up as a different me. And I like knowing that I can count on myself and I can count on my brain to shift my emotions and get better results and make better decisions. It's really easy being a brain trainer, and I'm good at it. And I can see that I can do it in just minutes, and it feels so good. And I like the idea that all is well and I'm figuring it out. And it's good that I have a passionate life, and I like that I have a lot of interest. And I know that I have time for it all because I know how to align my energy and I know how to feel good. That's being a brain trainer. And that's the final tip, right? The final tip is when you go to do something, anything, whatever it is, just be present and be there. Because when you're telling that story that your life is full and you love what you do, and then you're combining it with that presence of I'm here and I'm enjoying this and I'm doing this right now and I'm fully present in this moment. Wow, that's the way to live. It feels so good. Then everything is fun. Even doing the dishes is fun. Like everything you do is an exercise in brain training and relaxation and being there and happiness. Yeah, you know what to do. You've got this. You're a good brain trainer and you're already on your way.